Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
The Daily Migs Show presents the most popular radio game on this side of the speaker. Let's play Beat Migs.
Beat Migs, don't be a loser. Beat Migs, you're a loser.
Who is ready to beat Migs? I know Jeff from Puyallup is. Jeff, are you there?
Yeah, buddy.
What's up, Jeff? Hey, by chance, were you listening to the men's room at 5:40 on Friday to get the cheat sheet?
No, I wasn't. Oh. But I'm gonna play anyway. I got high hopes.
Oh, hell yeah, man. Even playing field. Let's do this.
All right, sounds like Jeff is ready to go, Steve, so you got to get out of here.
Bye-bye.
For those playing along at home, Jeff is going to have 60 seconds to answer 10 questions. You can pass all you want, but you will only get 3 guesses per question. Are you ready?
I'm ready.
What is the name of our national anthem?
The Star Spangled Banner.
Correct. How many Mariners have worn the number 51?
2.
Yes. What is the other name for Metallica's self-titled album?
The Black Album?
Yes. Who wrote Animal Farm?
Beach Boys.
No.
I don't know. Animal Farm. Ah.
What is the highest mountain in Africa?
Mount Everest.
No.
Kilimanjaro.
Yes. The inventor of the battery also discovered which natural gas?
Methane.
Yes. How many state capitals are on or near the Missouri River?
3, 4.
4, yes. Traditionally, what is the main ingredient in tapenade?
Almond, wheat.
No, no, corn. No. What movie starred John Cusack as Lloyd Dobler?
That was Say Anything?
Yes. If you have hypoglycemia, you have low what?
Blood pressure?
No.
Low oxygen.
No. Let's see, Jeff, we got you down for 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. Not bad all
right. At all. Yeah, not bad for Monday morning.
I know, right? The weekend, it went so fast.
It was a sports weekend, man.
It was a big sports weekend. A lot of emotions.
All the emotions.
All right, Steve, you are back, but are you ready?
Might as well go win the whole f***ing thing.
You better, Cal.
Yeah. What is the name of our national anthem?
The Star Spangled Banner.
Yes. How many Mariners have worn the number 51?
2.
Correct. What is the other name for Metallica's self-titled album?
The Black Album.
Yes. Who wrote Animal Farm?
Orson Welles?
No.
I can't think of the guy's name. Crap. Lou Ferrigno.
No.
Pass. Maybe I'm popping my head.
What is the highest mountain in Africa?
Highest mountain in Kilimanjaro? Mount Kilimanjaro?
No.
Mount Kilimanjaro?
No.
Mount Lou Ferrigno?
No. The inventor of the battery also discovered which natural gas?
Methane.
Yes. Nice. How many state capitals are on or near the Missouri River?
3.
No.
2.
No.
4.
Yes. Traditionally, what is the main ingredient in tapenade?
Rum?
No.
Whiskey?
No.
Ice cream?
No. What movie starred John Cusack as Lloyd Dobler?
Say Anything.
Yes. If you have hypoglycemia, you have low what?
Blood sugar.
Yes. Steve, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 correct. That is a tie.
Oh.
7-7. Ooh. Jeff, nice work. Next time, I think you'll beat Migs.
Yep. Thanks for having me on.
Take care, Jeff.
Let's see here. Neither of you got. You were so close. It was. I knew it was in there, Steve. George Orwell.
George Orwell.
Animal Farm.
What did I say? Orson Welles?
Orson Welles.
Yeah.
The highest mountain in Africa. Our friend Jeff knew that it's Mount Kilimanjaro. And neither of you knew that tapenade is made with olives. But I like that you went straight to booze.
Is it black or green olives?
Oh, I don't know. Could it be both?
And then the beat makes place are already chiming in. Two is wrong. There are five players that wore number 51. I think maybe you're just talking about the two players that are getting their number retired.
Oh, sorry. Well, either way, you both guessed two, so.
Okay, good enough. Same. Yeah. The Daily Mix Show. Good enough.
We have a big concert announcement to make, Steve Miggs. Coming up at 8 o'clock, it is the very first of its kind here in Seattle. And we're going to deliver all the goods at 8 o'clock, so stand by. Steve Miggs, I know sometimes people get a little bit rattled when we talk about Christmas way too early.
I mean, it's October. It's Christmas season, right?
But we're doing it. We're talking about Christmas. And why? It's because KISW presents Unwrapped, an acoustic holiday on Friday, December 12th at Angel of the Winds Arena.
Now, last week on Friday at around this time, we gave you a hint on the bands that are going to be playing. And I thought it was a really simple hint because I played a clip from every band that's going to be a part of this show and figured, okay, people will be able to figure it out. And if you missed it, here's the hint. I'm shocked that nobody was able to guess who that was.
Not a single person.
I even separated them song by song.
Anybody?
Not a single person.
Oh, no.
Shocking, right?
So let's give the people the lineup.
All right, you ready for the first band?
This is the first band on KISW's Unwrapped, an acoustic holiday.
So tell my mother, tell my father that I've done the best I can.
Brent Smith and Zach Myers of Shinedown will be part of the Unwrapped acoustic holiday.
We've been lucky enough to see these guys do, like, short acoustic sets over the years, and it's always great. I mean, you hear it right there.
Oh, yeah.
Brent's voice is just incredible.
Makes you all goosebumply, and the hair stands up on the back of your neck because it's so good.
The second chance.
Chance. Really good stuff. I'm excited to see those guys once again. They never disappoint.
Never, ever. Next on KISW's Unwrapped, an acoustic holiday.
From the sound. The world is spinning out. Only love can save me now.
Cindy Lou Who.
Yeah.
And the Grinch. No, I'm kidding. Sorry.
Otherwise known as the Pretty Reckless.
Hell yeah.
Only love, love, love can save me now.
Taylor Momsen has pipes for days.
And we're going to be talking to Taylor later this morning. At 9 o'clock this morning, Taylor Momsen will join us to talk about this big acoustic show, Unwrapped.
So exciting.
So good stuff.
Another band on KISW's Unwrapped, an acoustic holiday.
Well, I tried to do it right this time around. Let's start over. We'll try to do it right this time around.
It's my doppelganger.
I was just going to say that. A guy that a lot of people think you look like, Steve Miggs. That would be Daughtry.
It's because we're both... I'm telling you right now, though, I'm excited to see him perform acoustic because he's got such a great voice, but I'm mostly excited to get a picture with him where we do, like, the Spider-Man pose. I have to have that happen.
Can you make sure you have, like, aviators, too? Because I feel like he always wears aviator sunglasses.
And I'll get the full, like, blackout arms.
Yes.
I have a couple of months. I could get those tattoos.
Oh, totally. We got time.
Yeah.
Another band on KISW presents Unwrapped, an acoustic holiday.
Now, this band... I am very curious to see them perform acoustic. I was at first when I heard that they were going to do an acoustic set, I'm like, how? Because they're not known for being acoustic. But then I go online, and apparently they've done some acoustic shows before, and it sounds killer.
I am just a shape in the shadow of grace. I am just a voice in the choir of saints. Oh, all the souls that nobody could save. And just like a light, we faded away.
I don't mind, no, I don't mind. I don't mind the rain.
They are Hollywood Undead, and they are ready to rock our little Christmas show. I'm so excited to get into the holiday spirit with these guys.
Man, did you, when you first saw the Hollywood Undead, I'm like, wait, they're just like a really loud metal rap rock group.
We're going to strip it all down, Steve.
Hell yeah.
Another artist on KISW presents Unwrapped, an acoustic holiday.
Now we're all alone, through blood and bone, you're all I
is Mammoth, Wolfgang Van Halen's amazing project that we just got to see over the summer when they opened up for Creed.
Actually, them and Daughtry and both killed it. And,
awesome.
I'm excited to see Wolfgang perform acoustic, especially because, as you can hear, just strip it down.
Oh,
dude's got some great pipes.
He's amazing. We've also got a couple other bands on the lineup. It's, by the way, KISW presents Unwrapped, an acoustic holiday on Friday, December 12th at Angel of the Winds Arena. Sleep Theory, Dez Rocks, who I know you're a huge fan of, Steve Miggs.
I am such a massive fan of this guy. I've seen him perform a couple of times, and I'm excited to see him do it acoustic, because I've seen him do like these little like small intimate shows where it is him just acoustic, and he's just a full-on rock star when he performs live.
That is so too much.
And also, Return to Dust. We have a jam-packed show coming to the arena in Everett. It's going to be so awesome. And if people want to get more info, tickets will be going on sale this Friday at 10 a.m. Hopefully, you're signed up to be part of the Rockaholic transmission, our weekly
email.
It's
a pre-sale action going on
as
well.
We've got a pre-sale code coming your way, and that pre-sale is going to start on Wednesday this week.
So somebody says, look, guys, I love you to death, but you got to shut the hell up about Christmas until after Halloween, LOL. Unfortunately, that's not the case anymore. So run down the bands again for everybody. This is Unwrapped, our acoustic show, happening at the Angel of the Winds Arena in Everett on December 12th.
We have Brent Smith and Zach Myers of Shinedown. We have The Pretty Reckless. We have Daughtry. We have Hollywood Undead. We have Mammoth. And then Sleep Theory, Dez Rocks, and Return to Dust. And we've never done anything like this for KISW before. It's going to be such a special event, totally brand new to our crew.
And all of us are going to be there as well, us, the men's room, Ryan Castle. It's going to be a great night.
And as you mentioned, we're going to be talking to Taylor Momsen of The Pretty Reckless at 9 o'clock. So tune in for that and get all the info, all the pre-sale details, too, at KISW.com.
The Daily Mix Show.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Everyone knows social media is a time suck, and what you're about to hear proves it. If it's online, someone, somewhere has an opinion and is whining about it. So let's get straight to the comments.
It was a bit of a nail biter there for a second, Steve Miggs, but great win by our Seattle Mariners last night. And big thanks to Julio Rodriguez's double that drove Cal Raleigh in for the team to take a 3-2 lead.
I was losing my mind when that happened. I mean, I'm like punching the air, doing a stupid dance. My wife's giving our daughter a bath at that moment. She comes out of the bathroom while I'm watching it in the bedroom on the TV. And she just sees me like just aggressively punching the air. She's like, what is going on? Did they just win the game? I'm like, no, they just took the lead. I'm just that much of a dork.
Well, there was a video that ended up surfacing of this Mariners fan who was very emotional after the Mariners took the lead. And this is the moment when we saw him being hugged by a friend.
They've waited 24 years.
I just love the announcer just like didn't know what else to say at that moment. Because you see the guy and his friend or his girlfriend, I don't know who that was, the lady that was next to him, removes like his glasses off of him and then just gives him like this warm embrace.
Oh, he goes right into like the crook of her neck. It's so sweet.
Yeah.
And then even ESPN ended up mentioning him later in the game while recapping the Mariners win.
So Raleigh on second. I'm only a man out. Julio
Rodriguez, the next man up, and Hunter, he does drive him home.
Oh, yeah, just beautiful. You can see Julio is locked in right here, nice and loose, and bringing the big dumper home. That's a big run. Julio's fired up. Let's go. Mariners will not be denied. The fans are feeling the emotions. Get some support.
Every man's way. Yes.
The video started going viral before the game was even over.
It was all over social media. If anyone knows this guy, I would love to talk to him. I just want to hear more about what he was feeling at that moment.
Oh, it'd be great to track him down. And of course, many have shared their opinions on the crying guy at the Mariners game. So let's go straight to the comments.
Found a lot of these comments. Some good, some bad, some ridiculous. And we figured who better to read these comments about the crying guy at the Mariners game than a man who said that there is no crying in baseball.
That would be Tom Hanks.
Yes, so we have Robot Tom Hanks reading some of these comments. Are you ready for the first one?
Oh, yes.
He's not crying. That's just the molly kicking in.
Okay, well, yeah. I mean, I've had those moments myself. I couldn't even imagine being on something at that game.
It might be too much for me.
I'd look like that guy. Yeah. And I definitely would need somebody to hug me.
That dude is all of us. All of us.
Yes.
That's how I felt. I was him. He was me.
Now, I wasn't crying, but I definitely was very emotional.
I was almost saying bad words, and I'm sitting there with my kid, and he's like, Mom, Mom? Because I'd be like, yes, and he was ready to charge me.
That's right, because you guys have an agreement with your son that if you guys curse, he gets money, right?
Yeah, if I say the F word, it's $6. So I almost said the F word several times last night.
I definitely would owe him at least $60 after that game.
Dude sits down when he pees.
Okay.
Rude.
A lot of people were questioning this man's masculinity.
It's just a f***ing game. We really crying.
It is not just a game.
If you're a Mariners fan, I feel like you should understand why this guy was in that mindset.
Yeah, we've waited a long time for this.
We're still waiting.
Dude is wearing a bananas hat and crying. Drugs must have kicked in.
There were a lot of people commenting on that he wasn't, including Mitch Levy, who we talked to earlier this morning. You can listen on the Daily Migs Daily podcast and hear him just go off on the guy only because he was wearing a Savannah Bananas hat and not a Mariners cap.
Go Bananas.
If I'm the Mariners marketing department, get in cahoots with Kleenex for a giveaway.
Well, dude.
That's funny.
Especially if it comes back to game five and the Mariners end up winning, there are going to be a lot of people crying.
I can't even think about it right now. It's making my heart palpitate.
Oh, please. You're a grown man. Just stop. I'm embarrassed to be a Mariners fan.
Are you really a Mariners fan then?
I'm embarrassed you're a Mariners fan.
What a wuss. I have never cried over a sports event, let alone in the eighth inning. Game ain't over with yet, bitch boy.
Okay, this one was great because then I was like looking to see who it was from and the username was like Detroit Tigers fan. And I was like, okay, yeah. Have you ever cried over a sporting event?
Yes.
What was it?
I cried when we won the Super Bowl.
Yep.
That was like insane.
I definitely got, my eyes got very watery and there were a few tears that were coming down when they ended up, the Richard Sherman tip.
Oh my gosh.
Because I was at that game against the San Francisco 49ers, which ended up, that was when they had ended up going off to the Super Bowl and winning the Super Bowl.
Oh.
Everyone around us were feeling the emotions.
Definitely.
I don't know if Mariners fans are emotionally ready if they win at all. Not joking. These fans look like they are going to emotionally break down from just winning their first playoff game.
That is a very good point. Yes. I think the Mariners might need like a therapist at the next Mariners home game.
That is a very solid point. We could use all the support we can get at this time.
We got one more comment.
If you aren't a Mariners fan, then you aren't going to get it. We've been through a lot.
Yes, we have.
Honestly, and unless you're a Detroit Tigers fan, you should be rooting for the Mariners. It's a feel-good moment. We are the quintessential underdogs.
It is funny. I'm even seeing it's kind of surprising. Like Astros and Rangers fans, like the two teams that they seem to. If you had a rivalry, I guess it's those teams in the AL West. And even a lot of those fans are like, look, I don't even like the Mariners, but I kind of want to see them do good because they're just they're just the team of failure for so many years.
We appreciate that. The Daily Mix Show. This Saturday, the KISW team is going to be making strides against breast cancer down at Pier 62, right on the water. Gorgeous day to do some good and fight back against breast cancer. You can join our team or make a donation at KISW.com. The world just never stops moving, Steve Miggs. It's a very busy place out there, especially when it comes to pop culture. So we're here to help you out and let you know what's trending. What's trending on the Daily Mix Show? What's trending? Steve Nicks. My phone has been blowing up all morning about this. Emails, text messages from people that want to know how excited I am. Dude, about
my phone and my messages, and then the text line as well. Like, everybody's now reaching out to me as well to let you know, which I think is so funny that when people think of this band, they instantly think of Taryn Daly. And of course, this band is the Mamas and the Papas.
Yes, the Mamas and the Papas. Yeah, yes, yeah, there you go. Yeah. Geddy Lee and Alex Lifeson of Rush are reuniting for the very first time in more than a decade. They are calling it the 50-something 2026 tour, and they're going to celebrate 50 years of Rush music and honor their late drummer, Neil Peart. The tour is going to be kicking off on June 7th of 2026 at the Kia Forum in Los Angeles. And then they've got shows going across 7 different cities. And who's the drummer? Her name is Annika Niles.
Meg White. No. I think that would be amazing if all of a sudden Meg White's like, you guys have been making fun of me all these years. I actually could play with Rush. And then she's just going off and putting on a clinic.
Well, we were not familiar at all with this Annika Niles. So we pulled up some of her videos and she's fantastic.
She's a really good drummer. And you watch these videos, you're like, oh yeah, she's like, this is exactly what Rush is going to use.
She's
for a
proggy.
Drummer.
You can tell she likes a weird time signature. She's going to be fantastic.
But I also read that there's some, like, the family of Niels all gave their blessing.
Yes.
They're all 1,000% on board, because you always wonder about that. Like, how would the legacy of Neil Peart, how is his family going to feel about these guys going back on the road? Because they've made it clear for years that they're not going to get back together again.
And here we are. Never say never.
I see not get back together. It sounds like they've been getting back together for a while. Like, they still jam together, but they just weren't touring or putting out music as Rush. But are you going to go?
Absolutely. I don't know what dates I'm going to go to yet. I can't look that far ahead yet, but I'm very excited.
That is crazy. All right, so also crazy, and I don't even know where to go with this story, because I feel like one minute you hear Mark Sanchez is stabbed, he's in critical condition, you're like, what? The NFL announcer, former quarterback, and you're like, what is going on? Why would he get stabbed? And then you find out he's getting arrested as well because of the story. It's like each hour new information was coming out. He's facing charges because apparently he attacked a 69-year-old man in Indianapolis. And according to the victim, he stabbed Sanchez a few times because at first he tried using pepper spray.
Oh.
And Sanchez, who allegedly was drunk at the time, was still coming at the guy, and he started fearing for his life. So he grabbed his knife and started stabbing him. Then Sanchez heads on over to a bar to get some help. And the bartender, his name is Scott of Low Miller's Pub, ended up having to take Mark Sanchez to the hospital. In fact, here's the bartender talking about that.
As I was closing, somebody was banging on the window, saw that the person needed help, and had blood on him. He said that he had been shot, brought him inside, laid him down, called 911, put towels over injuries that he had. I was trying to talk to him a little bit. It was a little bit trying to get his name. Couldn't really understand what he was saying. How do you recognize him?
Insane.
I've never heard anything like that before.
I got to imagine there's going to be even more information that's going to continue to come out. A lot of you are like, we need to see this footage, which I think that would probably answer a lot of questions. But obviously, authorities are investigating what's going on with this.
There's a substitute teacher from Vermont that's now facing charges of bringing cocaine to school.
Oh, you're not supposed to? For show and tell.
Yeah, it's bad news. There's a police chief who talks about the charges.
We have cited her for possession of cocaine and reckless endangerment based on the fact that she was under the influence while she was in control of the students in her classroom.
And she had this to say about that.
Okay, yeah, that's show and tell or show and smell?
I was going to say snort and tell.
We're terrible people.
The Daily Migs Show.
Do you think you could beat Steve Migs with 315 wins, 102 losses, and 88 ties so far this year? 206-803-ROCK. We're going to play Beat Migs at 850.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.